Today, the Surgeon General unveiled a new pamphlet about AIDS, calling for sex education in the schools in an effort to slow the epidemic. NPR's Richard Harris has details.
Surgeon General C. Everett Koop has been closely affiliated with the Right to Life movement and other organizations that oppose sex education in schools. Until today, the Surgeon General had made no major statement about AIDS, so his recommendations are somewhat of a departure.
AIDS education must start at the lowest grade possible as part of any health or hygiene program. And there is no doubt that we need sex education in schools and that it include information on sexual practices that may put our children at risk for AIDS.
He said the federal government should allocate more money for AIDS education. Koop also recommended the use of condoms. He said that even religious groups that oppose contraception agree that condoms are needed in the fight against AIDS. Koop added that quarantines and mass blood screening campaigns are unnecessary. His guidelines are published in a pamphlet available through the mail from the Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Richard Harris in Washington.
Attorney General Edwin Meese today announced a nationwide crackdown on the pornography industry. Meese said he is committed to redoubling the federal effort to pursue with a vengeance and prosecute to the hilt the criminal elements trafficking in obscenity. The Attorney General also announced the formation of an obscenity task force of federal prosecutors and the creation of an information center to assist state and local authorities. Meese said legislation will be introduced next year to outlaw dial-a-porn services that are found to be obscene and attack obscene cable television programming. Economic output was 2.4% higher in the third quarter. The modest increase in the gross national product was spurred primarily by a $42 billion surge in consumer spending. More than half of that is the result of increased car sales. Analysts warn that consumers may have spent more than expected last quarter, which could lead to weak demand in the next two quarters. Real GNP in adjusted 1982 dollars rose to more than $3.5 trillion.